This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Governor Scott Walker's decision to pledge billions of dollars to lure tech giant Foxconn to Wisconsin is shaping the debate on economic development in this year's race for governor. As Laurel White reports, Walker won't rule out more Foxconn-style deals in the future, while Democrat Tony Evers says the governor is taking the state down a slippery slope.
Over the course of the past couple years, Governor Scott Walker said repeatedly that something like the state's deal with Foxconn doesn't come around very often.
This once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Wisconsin and this new Foxconn...
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Wisconsin.
But Foxconn's status as a once-in-a-lifetime deal didn't last very long. It was only about 6 months later when the governor decided to pull out the Foxconn playbook in an attempt to keep consumer products company Kimberly-Clark from closing two plants in Wisconsin.
This is a large industry that has a multiple ripple effect out there. And I think in this case, we're looking when something has such a large impact, we're willing to put a significant offer on the table.
Since that proposal, the governor has insisted that Foxconn-style deals aren't going to be his go-to economic strategy in the future, despite what it may look like. Kimberly-Clark, he says, is special, like Foxconn.
The reason why we looked at Kimberly-Clark in a similar way to we did at Foxconn is these are transformational, industry-driven careers.
Timothy Bartik is a senior economist at the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. He says the governor might have trouble being as selective as he wants to be with incentive deals now that he's set a precedent. Bartik says incentives are like potato chips.
When it comes to incentives, you can't hand out just one.
Bartik has studied economic incentive packages all over the country. He says Foxconn got 10 times the incentives businesses usually get.
You know, especially with Foxconn, they kind of threw out all the old rules.
Bartik says Wisconsin doesn't have enough money to keep handing out deals like Foxconn's. He says the state needs to be very picky about who qualifies for incentives. Governor Walker says he's doing that. He points out that Bonton, which had corporate offices in Milwaukee, announced plans to close stores and cut thousands of jobs. In that situation, state government did not step in. But the governor's Democratic opponent, State School Superintendent Tony Evers, argues Walker's deal with Foxconn was motivated by politics, not economic development. Evers says he has a different vision for how to spur Wisconsin's economy.
We are going to move away from the idea that somehow we need to throw a Hail Mary pass every 4 years in order to make economy grow in the state of Wisconsin.
Evers wants to eliminate the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, which approved the state's contract with Foxconn. He also says he wants to do more to keep state money in local communities by setting up loan programs for small businesses and startups.
Economic development in the state of Wisconsin should be a 72-county solution, not a southeast Wisconsin versus the rest of the state.
Evers won't commit one way or another to the Kimberly-Clark deal. He says he needs more details. But he says offers like it set a bad precedent.
Well, it certainly gives us pause, right? That if it's Kimberly-Clark, then it's somebody else and somebody else.
Evers says incentive deals like Foxconn and Kimberly-Clark can give the government too much power to pick winners and losers in business. Walker says they're evidence that he'll do whatever it takes when it comes to jobs. Whether future companies get the same treatment could hinge on who's governor for the next 4 years, leaving voters to choose who they think will give them the biggest bang for their buck. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.